Hey guys, Will Durst here to talk about the 4th of July. Undeniably dead solid summer. A red, white, and blue arrow to the bullseye of patriotism when we celebrate the anniversary of the birth of our country by drinking a lot of beer and blowing stuff up real good. That's the thing about summer, it's loud. Fireworks and motorcycles and outdoor concerts and the high-pitched shrieks of kids in pools or passengers at the gates of overbooked flights. And summer heightens the other senses as well. Lemonade so tart it makes your tonsils pucker. Eating corn on the cob and feeling the butter slide right down your arm to drip off your elbow. Sand getting caught in the pasty-colored folds of flesh the layers of winter clothing have masked for 8 months. Summer is also the tinny mantra of a baseball game, squawking out of a speaker of an AM radio while barefoot at a barbecue eating potato salad that's been left out in the sun all day, sweating like a stuck pig and waving brooms at mosquitoes the size of footstools. And summer is supposed to be fun, which can cause a kind of frenzy of anxiety as we become so determined to have a good time we're forced to take a vacation to recover from our vacation. Meteorologists say that summer begins at the solstice, which is defined by when the sun takes its most northerly path across the sky, from the Latin for stand still. Well, that may be the astronomical beginning of summer in the northern hemisphere, but summer is less of a fixed date and more of a state of mind. One that begins when the bell rings for the last class on the final day of school and runs until the sun sets the night before the fall semester begins. Happy 239th birthday, America. You know what? In the right light, you don't look a day over 225. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.